You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Teddy Nicoletis, one of the founders of Reloaded Films. Reloaded Films is an independent film production company dedicated to producing innovative film projects that vividly bring compelling stories to life. Their latest project is a science fiction film titled Icarus Down. The film premiered at the Chelsea Film Festival and is still on the film festival circuit. Teddy, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hello, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. So first of all, what prompted you and your partners to create your production company, Reloaded Films? What was the biggest challenge in doing that? And what piece of advice would you give someone looking to start their own production company? I know that's a loaded triple question there, but give it your best shot.
Well, the main reason that we all decided to create Reloaded Films was because we wanted to create our own projects. You know, we didn't want to just depend on others to give us a chance to be creative. So we decided to take matters into our own hands. The biggest challenge that we all faced was actually to come up with our first project. It had to be something that we all agreed on and saw potential in, which is quite hard because a lot of ideas have actually been visited before by other filmmakers. So basically our challenge was to create an idea and give it a more of an original spin. On advice, I mean, basically when starting out your production company, you should basically, right from the beginning, establish whose role is in the company and split the workload, because identifying what each partner's role in the company is essential so there isn't any confusion down the line. At first, everything can seem quite overwhelming. That's why it's best to split the workload so it's not so terrifying at first.
And that certainly makes sense. You produced and also starred in Reloaded Films' latest film, Icarus Down. Which role did you enjoy the best?
Well, although both producing and acting, for me especially, have equally gratifying effects, I found that acting in the movie and immersing myself in the character was much more enjoyable. I felt I was transported in another world. As a producer, you do deal with stress a lot more, and you have to be more of the problem solver, especially if you're on set. You have a lot more responsibilities, and you're there from the beginning, from even before the beginning until way after the end.
What would you say was the most important task as the producer on the set of Icarus Down?
Well, actually, my partners and I had talked it through beforehand, and we agreed that while filming Icarus Down, that I would actually step away momentarily as a producer and just focus on the acting. It would have been really hard to try and do both, because while you're acting, somewhere inside your head, you're still thinking about you're running out of time, there's the budget is running low, and keeping everyone on track. So we divided that, and basically it's just, you know, Time is the biggest challenge, really, to organize everything so everything runs smoothly.
Today we are joined by Teddy Nicoletis, one of the founders of Reloaded Films. That is an independent film production company dedicated to producing innovative film projects that vividly bring compelling stories to life here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Reloaded Films turned to Indiegogo to finish their film Icarus Down. Do you recommend crowdsourcing platforms? And on a side note, the Icarus Down campaign, I understand, was very successful in reaching the goal. What makes a successful campaign? I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
Right. Well, crowdsourcing from the get-go is a great idea. It opens the door to give opportunity for people to be creative and achieve their goals who otherwise wouldn't be able to reach it. When you're crowdsourcing a film, it allows for the filmmaker to have pure creative control of the finished project. I believe that every campaign is different. It depends on what your goal is. For us, it was a movie. So basically, in the realm of entertainment, that is what we focused on entertaining the potential funder or donor, to let them participate in being creative. We did tons of research before we started the campaign on what worked and what didn't work for other films on different crowdsourcing platforms. When you start your campaign, you have to go in knowing that it's going to be a 24/7 job, and a big part of it is creating a connection with the people, the community, building a relationship with them. In reality, you should be creating a relationship even before you start your campaign, and with social media and even person to person. I mean, social media plays a vital part in crowdfunding. You start getting fans and creative people to connect enthusiastically about your project, and everything just snowballs from there.
What advice would you give to people trying to break into the business and produce their first film?
Well, when you're first starting out, it can be quite daunting. And, I mean, the first step is you have to know how to market yourself. In today's world, it simply isn't enough to just be creative and talented. You need to understand the business aspects of film. I mean, you should do your research, you should be informed, and when you're just starting out, you should be open to all different kinds of ideas. You have to leave your ego at home, and of course, you need to be patient and persistent, and eventually everything will come to you. I mean, you just have to work hard and go after it and just recognize the different opportunities when you see them.
Yes, exactly. You guys did a fabulous job on your trailer. I just can't imagine the film itself, just so you know. Really impressive. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Reloaded Films online, and also where they can check out the trailer on the film?
Sure. They can go to reloaded-films.com, and it's our official site. And there they have the trailer, and we have all the information as how you can actually see the short online.
Teddy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success in all your endeavors.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Teddy Nicoletis, one of the founders of Reloaded Films. That is an independent film production company dedicated to producing innovative film projects that vividly bring compelling stories to life. And once again, the website of reference is reloaded-films.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the PN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.